As the Solos and Tapins entered the clear belt of sand, one of the Klaatuinian players of the ball game strode up to the current captain, a red Twi'lek boy. The Klaatuinian child growled angry words at him and snatched the ball, then pushed the captain down. His body language contemptuous. He hurled the ball away, paying no attention to direction. It went straight toward the Solos and Tapins. It hit the sand a few meters from the nearest of them and rolled onward. The party reacted much as Dee expected. The nearest veiled woman hurled herself on the ball. Veiled individuals and alliance guards formed up in front of the Solos and three of the veiled Tapins. Not all of them interposed themselves between the errant ball and the individuals they were protecting. Several turned outward, covering against possible attacks from other directions. Interestingly, the astromech, which had been in the midst of the pack of veiled individuals, maneuvered to be in front of one of the Tapins, and the protocol droid tottered to stand behind the same woman. Its metal plate hands up in a placating gesture, its voice dimly audible in a wail of unease. The woman the astromech had moved to protect turned and offered the protocol droid a few words of reassurance, if her accompanying gesture was any indication. When she gestured, she was careful not to let her robe gape open too widely, and Dee had no opportunity to observe her left arm. The Klaatuinian child advanced toward them all, speaking in the half-growling, half-barking language of his kind, gesturing angrily at the woman lying atop his ball. He ignored the angry calls and words being directed at him by the other players. Several members of the Solo Tapin party laughed. Others, still on high alert, didn't. The woman on the sand rose from atop the ball, her body language a bit sheepish, and kicked the ball so it rolled back to the boy. The boy retrieved it and ran back to his fellows, no longer aggressive, then handed it to the Twi'lek he'd shoved. The situation resolved, several members of the party continued on into the big tent. Others moved to take up guard positions around the site. The droids in particular interested Dee. The astromech had clearly moved to protect one of the Tapins. Why had it not moved to protect the Solos, its owners? Probably simply because it was farther from the Solos than the Tapin woman. It clearly had some regard for her survival. Odds were high that the woman it had sought to shield was Tenel Ka Joe, a personal friend of the Solos. This suggested an unusual assertiveness and courage on the part of the droid. But it was clearly not programmed for tactical thinking, else it would not have betrayed the identity of Tenel Ka in that fashion. Tenel Ka's concern for the protocol droid was another point of interest. Droids that cared about a Tapin queen who cared about droids. The seed of a plan began to sprout in Dee's mind. He lingered at the tent, bought another chilled drink. The ball game continued for a time, until its members began to drift off toward other diversions. At last, the only one left was the boy who had thrown the ball toward the Tapins. Now, tossing it from hand to hand, he missed catching it, and it rolled toward Dee. Dee trapped it with his foot, rolled it atop his boot, and bounced it up into his hand. When the boy approached, Dee returned it to him, the ball and, inconspicuously, a few high-value cred coins. He gave the Klaatuinian boy an approving little nod. "Well done. I will contact you if I need you again." The boy bared teeth in a fierce Klaatuinian smile and left.